at the Minnesota State FFA Convention, we had many very successful local FFA members. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. While at this year's Minnesota State FFA Convention, I had the chance to visit with Tracy FFA. And boy, let me tell you, they were very involved in all aspects of state convention this year, and they were very successful at what they did. First, we will hear from Marin Knott, who is a 2025 State Star Award winner. For those of you that don't know, a Star Award is presented annually to the top individuals from four different supervised agricultural experience areas. This award recognizes members for their outstanding achievement and dedication to their SAE projects. So here is your star in Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resource Sciences, Marin Knott.
I competed as a star in agri-science, along with my agri-science fair project and my agri-science proficiency. So I won the star in agri-science, I won my agri-science fair project, and I also got second in my agri-science proficiency.
What was your SAE project about that got you your star award?
So I run trials in a swine research barn, and I've done this for 4 years.
Gotcha. So is this like a local barn in Tracy, or explain that a little bit?
So my dad is a swine nutritionist, so he has a swine research barn that's about a mile from my house, so that's where I run my trials.
Gotcha. And can you maybe explain one of your trials a little bit?
So my second trial was my favorite trial that I ever did. I tested sources of copper and their efficiency in pig feed.
Gotcha. And so a lot of work has to probably go into that. How did you get interested in that?
So I've always been a very big science nerd. So when I joined FFA, I found the Agri-Science Fair project, and I was like, this is what I'm going to do. So then with my dad being a swine nutritionist, it was easy for me to get involved in the research barn and then eventually run my own trials.
And Brock, let's move on to you. You also involved in some CDEs and proficiency awards and stuff. So explain that a little bit here as well.
Okay. I compete on the milk quality CDE here at State, and then I also have three state finalist proficiencies. They include grain production, fiber end oil production, and forage entrepreneurship.
So explain a little bit what you have to do to get involved with that, or just what your projects were.
Okay, so my projects are, forage entrepreneurship. I started a hay business in 2022, renting the land and equipment for my family. My grain production would just be helping on our family farm, doing corn. And then fiber and our oil production is soybeans. So this helped growing soybeans on our farm.
So I'm sure you spend a lot of time in the tractor, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So I think we talked a little bit before this. I think you're the first student I've ever interviewed that actually listens to WNAX. And let's move on to Carson. You are also involved in some activities here. Explain those a little bit as well.
So I'm involved in the livestock evaluation CDE. So we judge six different classes of animals, or seven different classes. And then we also do a team activity, and there's teams of four. And then we give reasons on two of the classes and say why we placed it that way. And there's in the classes, there's animals of four, and then it's just a competition from there.
How did you do here at State?
We're not sure on the results we did at State, but for State, our team was first at Little Eye International in South Dakota, and I placed first individually at that contest. And then we also were first at Regions, and I placed third there, and then we'll figure out our state results after, but we didn't make the top five.
Perfect. All right. Well, congratulations on the beginning of your season. And with that, with your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.